Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 730, George Lindsay Encounter. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. That's right, drop by over here at Weavers and you can pick up some great Mayberry items like Mayberry First. That's right, it's a great book by Randy Turner. Randy Turner, one of our contributors here on the podcast. A great book with all kinds of things about first during a Mayberry. You can go check that out. And you can also pick up Randy's other great book, The Mayberry Travel Guide. It's all about traveling to Mount Airy and Mayberry and all you could do there. A great thing to have before the Mayberry meetup. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by folks like the executive producer of episode number 730. That would be Larry and Ann Granger. The Patreon patron of the week for 730 is Eric Lowry. And the high sheriff of Two Chairs No Waiting is Chris Merrill. So thank you all for your support of this podcast and of me. I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to be here in Mayberry with you. We're going to be talking about George Lindsay. Now, that's Goober and an encounter that happened to him. And then we're going to play some trivia after that. So I know you're going to enjoy it. We're going to do the trivia a little different this time. Okay, so first, I've been cleaning up. I've been doing things and going through all the Two Chairs No Waiting archives. Because I've got, if you see over my shoulder, if you watch the video, you'd see I got filing cabinets. I've got stuff all over this room that are things I've collected over the years, like, you know, photographs and flyers and newspaper clippings and stories about our friends in Mayberry. Well, I've been collecting these things for a long time. And so it feels like I'm finding something new when I find some of these things. Of course, they aren't new, but, you know, if you hadn't looked at anything for, I don't know, 20 or 30 years, because it's been in a drawer or in a file, it seems pretty new when you pick them up. Well, one of the things I ran across was an article that was written by Steve Mays. He's from here in Alabama, where I am. And it's his personal encounter with George Lindsay. And it was written back in 2003. And it was the actual encounter happened in 2001. So this is going back quite a while. So I thought it was probably something you may not have heard about, or you may have forgotten like I have. And I thought it was something that you would enjoy hearing and reliving along with Steve. So we're going to head over that. And this is a personal encounter with George Lindsay. So I'm going to put us on some background music. And I think I'll do this one. That sounds like good enough background music just to keep us entertained. So here we go, guys. This is a story again by Steve Mays. I want to thank him. A personal encounter with George Lindsay. It was a cool winter night in January of 2001 when I began stuffing my briefcase to its bursting point. Among the many items inside the portfolio was a notebook, a camera, two 1997 issues of Yesterday's Memories magazine. That's the magazine this was published in, by the way. And a half a dozen collector's cards from the Andy Griffith Show. Don't forget to have him sign all these, my daughter Tanya reminded me. Tanya knew I was going to see George Goober Lindsay and Ralph Emery when they made a joint appearance in Arab, Alabama to benefit the Children's Hospital. My daughter had become a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show when she was a child and particularly liked George Lindsay. Tanya had accumulated many of the collector's cards over the years from the Andy Griffith Show whenever we visited a store that carried them. One night, the night before the event, she sorted through the 11-year-old cards and picked out the ones with George's images on them. I tried to explain to her that Mr. Lindsay would probably be very busy before and after his appearance, and I couldn't ask him to autograph that many cards. In fact, I'd be lucky if I could get him to sign just one. I know, Tanya said. Take them with you anyway, just in case. George Zuguber Lindsay was born in Fairfield, Alabama, but grew up in the small town of Jasper. He was a star athlete on the gridiron and eventually landed a football scholarship at Florence State's Teachers College. It's now the University of North Alabama. Lindsay quarterbacked the Lions football team and was also active in theater when he graduated in 1952. Lindsay was later hired as a coach slash history teacher at the Hazel Green High School near Huntsville, Alabama. After a year of teaching, he decided to move to New York. That'd be New York City. He decided to move to New York and study acting. After successfully appearing in some off-Broadway roles, he moved to Los Angeles, where he got roles on television shows such as Gunsmoke, The Alfred Hitchcock Hour, Twilight Zone, and The Rifleman. Lindsay's most popular role, however, would be that of Goober Pyle in the television series The Andy Griffith Show. He had initially read for the role of Gomer Pyle, but fellow Alabamian Jim Nabors was eventually chosen for the part. When Nabors was later given his own show, Gomer Pyle USMC, the producers approached George Lindsay about the role of Goober, Gomer's cousin. He took the part and entertained viewers with his humorous antics for 7 years, 5 on the Andy Griffith Show and 2 more on Maybe RFD. I think he was on it for 3. Anyway, I didn't write this story. Gomer and Goober were popular characters on the show, and one of them was rarely mentioned without the other. Ironically, Lindsay and Nabors only appeared together in 1 episode of the Andy Griffith Show. When his Andy Griffith slash Mayberry RFD stint ended, Lindsay continued his character of Goober in the popular television series Hee Haw. He remained on that show for 20 years and also appeared in numerous other guest roles and in Disney movies. Lindsay and Emery had not yet arrived when I walked into the sports facilities where the event was going to take place. I did, however, spot 2 of my friends, Gary Dobbs and Tony Lowry. They are well known in North Alabama to people who have watched their early morning television shows over the years. We knew each other as well, since I'd made several guest appearances with them when they worked for a television station in Huntsville. They are now hosts of the Tony and Gary Live, a popular early morning television show that airs on WHDF in Florence. Of course, this was, in 2003. Tony told me that she and Gary were there to interview Lindsay and Emery, and I asked if I wanted to join them. The smile that immediately appeared on my face answered their question. The 2 celebrities were well received by the audience upon their arrival. A few of Lindsay's friends from the old days at Hazel Green High School had also made the trip over to ARAB to renew old acquaintances. Lindsay greeted them by name and seemed especially glad to see them. After a brief reunion, it was time for him to depart to the dressing room. Tony and I followed Lindsay upstairs and waited outside while he transformed himself into the role of Goober. It wasn't long before I had the good fortune to introduce myself to Ralph Emery. As he came walking up the hall to the dressing room, the popular radio and television host was very cordial as we chatted, but soon had to get with the event organizer, Cindy McMullen, to go over the show. A few minutes later, Tony motioned to me into the dressing room. I stepped inside and was met by Goober himself, beanie hat perched on his top of his head and the air gauge tucked into his front shirt pocket. The first thing that struck me about George Lindsay was his size. If you ever met him, you know what I mean when you say he is tall. Lindsay is also strong, as his firm handshake indicated. I could see why he was a good athlete in his early years. Tony introduced me to Lindsay and told him that I was a magazine publisher. He asked the name of the magazine, and I pulled out my two copies of the March 1997 issue of Yesterday's Memories. And while he thumbed through the magazine, I explained we had published an article that Alan Newsome, hey, that's me. Oh, I'd forgotten this part. That Alan Newsome had written about him in that issue. Lindsay was very familiar with Newsome as Floyd the Barber and imitator, who has made several guest appearances with other members of the Andy Griffith Show cast. Lindsay asked if he could get a copy of the magazine. I give all these things to my son, and he keeps up with them, he added. I told him that I'd brought the magazine to give to him, especially if he would autograph a second issue I still had in my hand. He was nice enough to oblige, and as well as pose with me for a couple of photos that Tony snapped with my camera. Event organizer Cindy McMullen drifted in and out of the room as Tony and I talked with Lindsay to remind him how much time he had left before the show started. Lindsay was very personable and cordial while we waited, and even cracked a few jokes. He may have been warming up his routine on me and Tony. He almost assuredly was, because that's what George did. Most entertainers have to prepare themselves mentally before an appearance, and Lindsay seemed to be doing that as a countdown to the show beginning. Even though he had done it many times before, I could tell he was going over his routine in his head. I figured that I would not get the opportunity to see him after the show, and thought this was probably the only time I can get one of Tanya's cards signed. So I pulled the card out and showed them to Lindsay while explaining the circumstances under which I had them. My daughter asked me to get you to sign them all, I said, but I would never ask you to do that. I would appreciate if you could autograph one of them for her. You sure picked a fine time to have me sign something, Lindsay laughed while taking the cards from my hands. Here it is 5 minutes before I go on, and you want me to sign these cards? I'm sorry, I replied. I shouldn't have asked you to sign them. I shouldn't have asked you right when you were about to go on stage. Some of these are first edition cards, he said while glimpsing through them. They haven't been put out for quite a while and might be worth a little bit of money. Lindsay signed the top card and I reached to get the rest of the stack from him, grateful to have gotten an autographed card for my daughter. He brushed my hand away and signed another card and then another until every card in the stack bore Goober's signature. I hope your daughter enjoys them, Lindsay smiled as he handed them back to me. I assured him that she would and thanked him again for signing them. Lindsay's act of kindness did not surprise me, since he has always had a soft spot in his heart for youngsters. After all, that's why he was doing an ARAB that night, by raising money for a children's hospital in Birmingham. In fact, he has helped raise for many worthwhile organizations, including Alabama State Hospital for the Mentally Retarded and Special Olympics. For 17 years, he also conducted the George Lindsay Celebrity Golf Tournament in Montgomery that raised money for mentally retarded children. Lindsay even asked me to attend the annual television and film festival that he holds at the University of Alabama each April. The event provides young filmmakers the opportunity to show their work and learn more about the filmmaking industry. George Lindsay's efforts prove that he is a celebrity who believes in giving back to the community, and no one is prouder of him than the people of Alabama. Then came the final knock on the dressing room door from the event organizer, and Goober, made his way down the stairway as Ralph Emery introduced him to the anxious crowd. Lindsay is a superb comedian, and his routine was absolutely delightful. He amused and entertained everyone with his humor and his hilarious facial expressions while interacting with the audience. My thoughts were correct, however, that I would not get to see Lindsay after the show was over. He was completely mobbed by adoring fans once his routine was completed. But that was expected, and I'm sure that no one delighted in it more than Lindsay himself. Tanya wasn't the only member of our family who is a George Lindsay fan. I, too, have been an admirer of his talent and his humanitarian efforts over the years. It was certainly an honor for me to spend a few minutes with someone of such celebrity status who was gracious enough to drive to Arab, Alabama from Nashville, Tennessee in order to help sick children. Oh, and by the way, Lindsay gave me a message to pass along to my daughter. He said to be sure and tell Tanya that Goober says hey. Oh my. And that was Steve Mays from yesterday's memories. What a great story and great memories of my friend George Lindsay. Wow, he was such a great guy. And yes, he did do all those things. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed that story, and you could just maybe be there in your mind's eye right there with Steve as he was telling this story about being there with George and spending that time with him. Wow, what a great time. All right, so I hope you enjoyed it. Now let's on to some more enjoyment. We're going to play some trivia. All right, so now this trivia is going to be a little bit different. We're going to do something different, so got to get out your pencils unless you're driving or something like that. Get out your pencils and your paper. I'm pulling up our chat room here that's live with me on Monday nights. If you'd like to be a part of the show on Monday nights, you can come into the chat room and be there. You go to live.2chairsnowaiting.com, and you can join in on all the fun that these guys have. So they're going to be trying to answer these questions along with you. So here's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it a little different, and we're probably going to do it this way in Granville, Tennessee at Mayberry I Love Lucy Days coming up this next weekend, the 14th and 15th of April 2023. Here's how we're going to play these. So you're going to have two chances to answer the question. Okay? So you get 2 points if you can answer the question without any help. So if I read it the first time, if you can answer it, you get 2 points. Okay? Then I'm going to give you another opportunity. I'm going to give you multiple choice. And if you get that, using the multiple choice, get a little help, you get 1 point. Okay, so 2 points if you don't need help, 1 point if you do. All right, you ready? All right, so that's how we're going to do it. Everybody ready? Here we go. Question number one. What was the name of the farmer that comes to Mayberry to find a wife and sets his sights on Thelma Lou? What was the name of the farmer that comes to Mayberry to find a wife and sets his sights on Thelma Lou? What was his name? Okay, I'm giving you a little chance. Okay, you get 2 points if you get it. All right, 2 points if you get it now. All right, so if you got to pause if you don't want to hear this. So you get 2 points. Now we're going to go to 1 point. So was the farmer's name? Was it Gomer Pyle? Was it Ernest T. Bass? Was it Rafe Hollister? Or was it Jeff Pruitt? Okay. What was the farmer's name that came to Mayberry to find a wife and set his sights on Thelma Lou? Was it Gomer Pyle, Ernest T. Bass, Rafe Hollister, or Jeff Pruitt? So give your answer. Again, you can pause the podcast if you want to try to think of it yourself. The answer is Jeff Pruitt. Jeff Pruitt. He was the skipper on Gilligan's Island. All right. So you should either have 2 points, 1 point, or you don't have any points. You don't have any points at all. That's one of those answers. So keep up with your score. All right. Question number two. Here we go. Question number two. What townsman was responsible for the string of cow robberies in Mayberry? So what townsperson was responsible for the string of cow robberies in Mayberry? All right, so it's 2 points. You can get 2 points for this if you can get it right. Try to make these a little more fun, a little more easy maybe. But what was the name of the townsperson that was responsible for the string of cow robberies in Mayberry? All right, pause. Now, that was worth 2 points. From here on, it's worth one. Was it Harold Darling, Luke Jensen, Dud Wash, or Barney Fife? What townsperson was responsible for a string of cow robberies in Mayberry? Harold Darling, Luke Jensen, Dud Wash, or Barney Fife? All right. So the answer, so again, you can pause. The answer, Luke Jensen. Luke Jensen. That's what it was. Okay. So you got 2 points if you got it before I gave you the multiple choice. 1 point after, or 0 points if you couldn't get it at all. Number three, after being sentenced to serve his jail time with Aunt B, Otis begins to refer to Aunt B as who? Oh, that's a good one. It's worth 2 points. After being sentenced to serve his jail time with Aunt B, Otis begins to refer to Aunt B as who? What does he refer to her as? All right. So if you know it, give the answer. It's worth 2 points. Now, it begins to be worth 1 point. Did Otis begin to refer to her as Grandma, Bloody Mary, Miss Beatrice, or Sergeant B? All right. So after being sentenced to serve jail time with Aunt B, Otis begins to refer to Aunt B as Grandma, Bloody Mary, Miss Beatrice, or Sergeant B? All right, that's worth 1 point if you give that answer. The answer is Bloody Mary. Oh, no, Bloody Mary. Not this place. All right, that was question number three. So you could have up to 6 points right now. Could have 6 points. You're not going to win anything. This is for pride. All right, number four. Number four. What was the name of the dog Barney gets to help find the escaped convict Ralph Neal? What was the name of the dog that Barney gets to help find the escaped convict Ralph Neal? All right, so if you give your answer now, it's worth 2 points. What was the dog's name that helped, to help find Ralph Neal? All right, so it's worth 2 points. Now, it's worth 1 point because was his name Wally, Dreyfus, Baxter, or Blue? Was the dog's name that was going to help find the escaped convict Ralph Neal, was it Wally, Dreyfus, Baxter, or Blue? The answer is Blue. Our chat room is doing really good on these questions, by the way. Good job, chat room. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the chat room, you can come join us on Monday nights when we record live at 8 p.m. Eastern time. All right, number five. Number five. What did Andy buy Aunt B for her birthday instead of the bed jacket that she had her heart set on? What did Andy buy Aunt B for her birthday instead of the bed jacket that she had her heart set on? It's worth 2 points. You can get 2 points for this. All right. 2 points is now closed. So here's multiple choice. What did he buy Aunt B instead of the bed jacket? Did he buy her luggage, perfume, mason jars, a remodeled bedroom? Luggage, perfume, mason jars, or a remodeled bedroom? So that's worth 1 point. The answer is mason jars. He bought her mason jars. If you said preserve jars or canning jars, you got that right too. So that'd still be worth 2 points if you did it early. Okay. So it's worth 1 point. Mason jars is obviously the answer. All right. That, I think that's where we're going to stop. We're just going to play five because it takes a little longer to play this way. It takes a little bit longer. So how did you do? You could have had 10 points. You could have had 10. And you could have any number in between 0 and 10 at this point. So how did you do? How did you do? 10 points. All right. So hopefully that was kind of fun. I mean, that was a little bit different way of playing. And I just thought that might be a little more fun trivia. You know, for you guys, you're always, we're always looking for fun ways to do all this stuff. And so maybe that was fun. I don't know. All right, guys. Hey, I just really do want to appreciate all you guys that come out. I want to thank all the folks that support the podcast. We have a whole group of people at Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/twochairs, you can donate $1 an episode, $2 an episode, you know, $1,000 an episode. Let's keep it real. And you'll be charged every time an episode is published. It's, you can do anything from a dollar to whatever you want. And, we have a whole group of people who support me here on the podcast. And I just really want to thank all of them. I try to thank people at the beginning of the show by showing the, executive producers, the high sheriff of Andy Griffith Show of Two Chairs, No Waiting, I should say, and the Patreon patron of the week. So I really do appreciate all you guys. A lot of people have been giving me support, and I really do appreciate it, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you that are not able to do that, that just go out and spread the word about the podcast. Spread the word about the Andy Griffith Show. That's what we really want, is more and more people. It still kills me how many people do not know about this podcast. They don't know about iMayberry.com. They don't know about Weaver's Department Store. They don't know about these great Mayberry events that are going on all over the place. And they've missed out. It breaks my heart when I find a huge Mayberry fan that would have come to Mayberry events, but they didn't know about them. And they missed out on seeing all these cast members and stuff that used to come to the events. And they've since passed, like George Lindsay. So spread the word. That's another way you can help support everything here that we're trying to do. That's our big goal. Spread the word, spread the Mayberry spirit to everybody. So folks, I just would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or, you know, you can head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and find out all those different ways to contact me there. I love to hear from you. We're going to be trying to do some feedback episodes here in the next week or two, probably. And I'll be trying to respond back to some of the great feedback that you guys have given me. And guys, just get out there and spread the Mayberry spirit and enjoy yourself and see if you can't make some friends. Until next week, everybody, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.